Last night, Michigan's Republican Governor Rick Snyder released more than 250 pages of emails as promised from 2014 and 2015. There's no smoking gun, but they do give more of a sense of what the state knew and when about the lead-tainted water crisis in Flint, and also about how politicized the early review of the crisis was. Flint is a democratically led city. Governor Snyder's administration is Republican. Lindsay Smith is with Here and Now contributor Michigan Radio. And Lindsay, tell us about the players and the emails.
Sure. So some of the main players in these emails, at the very least, Governor Snyder's former chief of staff, emails show that he definitely had started raising concerns in July. And then again in September, he definitely emails the governor directly to talk about the lead issues that are starting to be talked about in the press. And he brings in the Department of Environmental Quality and Michigan's Department of Health and Human Services to say, you know, I've touched base with these two departments to see what they think. And they're thinking that it's kind of a political football, that people are trying to turn this into something. Obviously, it's a very sensitive issue, he says, of children being exposed to lead. But he says that those departments are really, at this point anyway, they're saying that it's not something that they're seeing as an actual spike. They
later reverse that. Right. Well, this is really disturbing to hear people talking about it, dismissing it. Here's a little bit of the email from Governor Snyder's then chief of staff, Dennis Muchmore. He writes in September, the DEQ, the Department of Environmental Quality, and the DCH feel that some in Flint are taking the very sensitive issue of children's exposure to lead and trying to turn it into a political football, claiming the departments are underestimating the impacts on the populations and particularly trying to shift responsibility to the state. And of course, we now know it was the state that switched the water services from Detroit to the Flint River that did cause this problem. How are people there responding to these emails? Again, no smoking gun, but sounds like a lot of dismissal.
Yeah, I think, you know, people in Flint at this point, because of the emergency manager takeover, and because it was really the DEQ, the Department of Environmental Quality, that misled the city on how to properly treat the water, and that's really what led to the elevated levels in the water. They don't trust the state, period.
Yeah.
And so the governor at this point is really, really trying to regain that trust, and that's the whole point of releasing these emails. But he obviously has an uphill battle, I think that's fair to say, with Flint residents.
We're also reading that there were no emails from 2013 when the option to switch to the Flint River from Detroit water was first initiated. Is there going to be a call to get more emails further back?
Yeah, that's been raised. I don't know if he's going to be willing to do that. In Michigan, the governor's office is completely shielded from the Freedom of Information Act request, and that's unusual. We're one of only two states in the country that's allowed. So I think this was an attempt to kind of disclose as much as he's willing to disclose, at least at this point.
Well, we're hearing from listeners in Flint, outraged, of course, that this is happening, but at least one also concerned of the way Flint is being portrayed. Obviously, we've been hearing from, you know, mothers who are worried about their children, impoverished, people who live there who don't know how they're going to, you know, they can't move, people who are still affected by GM leaving. But we have another listener, David Stanley. He writes a blog called Dad's Roundtable. And one of his articles is about the Flint water crisis. And he writes, it's not just the water. He reminds us that it was the fact that some compounds were put in the water that then affected the pipes and triggered the lead from the pipes to leak. And he writes, you might be interested to know the Flint River is a fine place for recreation. He's got a degree in zoology, and he says since GM and its allied industries used the river as an aquatic hazmat disposal unit, the Flint River is well on its way to recovery. The plant life has blossomed. Important species have rebounded. Sports fishing has become reasonable. Kayakers and canoeists use it. Is there also a sense in Flint of, you know, wait, we also have parts of the area that are coming back?
Yeah, the river especially is something that we've taken some time to report on, the recovery of the river, because, the perception is that, you know, the river is still highly polluted. And that's something that residents talk about, you know, when you talk about switching to the Flint River, they kind of are like, people have told me they pull bodies from the Flint River, shopping carts, you know, how can you say this is a safe water source? But actually the lead is not coming from, you know, the river itself.
Right.
And there have been lots of people that have worked very hard to make sure that the river has, you know, been cleaned up in a lot of ways. So yeah, I think the river is definitely getting a bad rap. I'm just sort of glossing over the fact that it was really the improper treatment of the river as a source that
right.
led to people's problems in their drinking water and their tap water.
Right. It was the treatment that caused the lead from the pipes to leach, not the
yeah.
water. Well, we'll let people know that you can kayak in Flint with a river that's coming back, but unfortunately the people have just been slammed by this water. Lindsay Smith of Here Now Contributing Station, Michigan Radio, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
And people of Flint, stay in touch with us.